Justin Bieber, and what do you mean? Phoenix FM, and we're very privileged to have in the studio today with us Roland Canner of the Brentwood Brewing Company. You were one of the first persons I interviewed, I think, on air all those months ago.
Lucky chap.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I got off to a good start, you see, because I interviewed you, because you were easy to interview. When was it? Must have been the end of last year, I think.
It was a while ago.
Maybe it was the beginning of this year. It was a few beers ago.
It was a few beers ago.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Now, before we get on to the Concord Championships, you're a great rugby fan, I hear.
I do like my rugby, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this beer is called...
Do It For Johnny.
Johnny Wilkinson, yeah?
Johnny Wilkinson and Martin Johnson sort of snuck in the back of the picture.
Right. So is this a new beer? Has it been produced for a while, or is it...
No. It's done specially for the occasion.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
And if they go out on Saturday, I won't be happy.
Right, so is this... I haven't tried it yet.
Have a slurp.
Hmm. Fantastic. All your beers are fantastic, though, aren't they?
Thank you very much.
Can you get your beers in most pubs in this area, Brentwood, Billericay? If you pop into a pub, you can get a Brentwood Brewing Company.
The majority do. The majority came now. It's changed over the last few years where most pubs used to be tied to their parent brewery, but now a lot of them can have guest beers, and obviously around here, everyone likes to have Brentwood beer, so...
Absolutely.
Which is great.
I can understand that, because it tastes great. So that's been specially brewed for the rugby. Who's going to win this championship, do you think?
Only one team in it.
$64,000.
Only one team in it.
Yeah?
England, obviously.
Right. So they're going to thrash... is it Australia?
Australia.
They're going to thrash Australia tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Just getting warmed up at the moment. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get you back in the studio if they lose. Anyway, enough of the rugby. We're not actually talking about the rugby. We're talking about the Concord Championships. What's going on?
I will say, we are doing a special Saturdays while the rugby's on. If you come up the brewery wearing an England rugby shirt, you can get a buy one, get one free on a pint. So come and buy a pint, you get your second for free if you're wearing an England rugby shirt.
Right, and tell us where you are again. I know you're in Brentwood.
We're at Calcott Hall Farm Shop. Just round the back of there, Calcott Hall Farm.
Okay. Isn't that difficult to get to now because of the closure of Ongar Road, is that right? Am I right there or not?
Not if you're determined.
No. But that's roughly where you are.
That's exactly where you are. It's not that hard.
Okay, yeah, right. You need to use your sat-nav to get there. So, okay.
No, actually, don't use your sat-nav, because if you put your sat-nav in, it will take you down the A12 and ask you to climb the embankment. So just follow your nose, or get yourself a trained squirrel to lead you there.
Yeah, we've got a squirrel in the studio. We'll be chatting to
him. Very handy things, you know.
Yeah, I know they are.
Come on, what about
this Concord Championship? Tell us about it. Come on.
Right, it's at the brewery, next Saturday the 10th, starting at 11 o'clock. All comers welcome. We're calling it the Brentwood Open Concord Championships. It's £5 to enter. Including that £5, you get a pint of beer, a lumberjack sausage in a roll, and obviously a conker.
And a lumberjack sausage, that's a very big sausage, is it, or what?
It's a fair-sized sausage, but actually it's a sausage made with lumberjack beer.
Oh, I see.
And very, very tasty they are too.
So where are they made?
Where are they made? They were made by Broad Oak Farm Sausages.
Okay.
Who are rather good at making sausages.
Oh, fascinating. So did you say you had to bring your own conker or not?
No. All conker supplied.
Okay.
We're not having, you know, people coming along after they've vinegared them and roasted them and run three times around a mulberry bush with it or something to harden it up.
I was saying on air, when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, obviously no computers, nothing like that, and we used to have all outdoor games, and conkers was something that we used to treat very seriously. And I remember that if you were caught out having soaked your conker in vinegar, you were in big trouble.
Punishable by death, I would hope.
Yeah, you were in big, big trouble. Because it makes the conker much harder, doesn't it, if you soak it in vinegar?
I don't know. The only time I ever tried doing it, it just went soggy.
I think if you leave it in vinegar and soak it, it's virtually indestructible then. But
have a go. Bring your conker along, and we'll try it out. No stampsies, by the way. Stampsies not allowed in this tournament.
So, were you a conker player when you were a kid?
Many a happy hour spent playing conkers. If you didn't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get to the conker tree, then they were all gone. There was kids running around all over the place. Now, you know, you're tripping over conkers. No one seems to want to know.
All right, so you didn't have any problems at all getting your supply of conkers for this championship then?
Well, we were taking no chances, which is why we hired a squirrel.
Yes, no, we haven't talked to the squirrel. Hello, squirrel.
Hello.
Hello. Are we allowed to have a real name from you, or are we going to just call you squirrel?
My name's Spunky.
Spunky?
Spunky.
Is that your nickname?
No, it's my name. That's what I was called when I was born.
Yeah, you're winding me up here, aren't you? Yeah.
Spunky the squirrel. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Third chestnut tree on the left, third floor.
Oh, is that a common name for a squirrel, then? Spunky?
My mum likes unusual names.
This conversation is getting ridiculous, yeah. So what are you just there as a sort of a mascot, as it were? Because I mean, we should explain, of course, that you're dressed as a squirrel at the moment. Well, you are a squirrel. You are a squirrel. Yeah, okay. So are you a mascot?
I've been at the brewery a few times, but I am the, you know...
The brewery squirrel.
Yeah. Are you the only... You're going to be the only squirrel there, are you, for this Concord Championship?
Unless I bring my mates along.
Okay. Well, make sure you don't eat all the Concords, though, because otherwise there'll be ructions there. All right? Be a good squirrel and don't eat the Concords. Roland, thanks...
I think we also have the Earl of Brentwood will be there challenging all comers. Lord Summersby, there was a question mark whether he might turn up, but I don't think he's going to make it. But we never know. He might make it.
Who's that famous pop star who's a great fan of the Brentwood Brewing Company? Hasn't he been on your course or something? Who was that?
Am
I getting confused?
UB40.
Yeah, that's probably who. Yeah,
some beer,
that's
indeed.
Who I'm thinking.
They did. I don't know. They're into Conkers.
No, maybe not.
Mind you, we haven't tried. We could fling them something out on the social media and see if they come along. Long way to come, though. Birmingham. Isn't it?
This is a crazy interview, isn't it? But it's been fun. Roland, thanks ever so much for coming in. Give us the date again for the Conker Championship.
The Conkers are 10th of October.
Right.
Saturday, 10th of October, starting at 11 o'clock at Brentwood Brewery at Calcutta Hall Farm.
It's a fiver, and you get your pint of beer, and you get one of these...
Lumberjack and a sausage roll, and a specially pit-found conker by this squirrel here, by Spunky the squirrel, to flavour.
Yeah, this is crazy. Crazy interview. Thank you, Roland, and let's have some music here.